Today we're going to continue our series talking with one of the finalists for the 2013 Patty Kazmaier Award. Today we're speaking with Gophers great goaltender Noora Ratu, a native of Finland, who has played for the University of Minnesota for 4 years and has had an excellent career in the United States to go along with her fantastic play overseas. Noora, thanks so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I just want to get some of your thoughts. I know that being selected as a Patty Kazmaier finalist is nothing new to you. What were your thoughts when you found out you were one of the three finalists yet again?
When I heard it, I was, of course, happy, and I was even happier when I heard that I couldn't be in the final with Kessel and Megan Bolzek. It's incredible to have three from the same team. It's so hard even to get one player from one team to make the final three. So it's going to be nice to be sitting there with those two other girls.
Absolutely. So was your personal feelings, did it help the fact that you've done this before, or is it still as special as the first time?
It's always special. It's the biggest award you can win in college hockey, and it's special because other coaches have voted for you, so it shows that you probably have done something right. And my freshman year, I made top three, and I feel like I let it get into my head a little bit too much, and I was thinking about that all a little bit too much, and that's why I probably didn't play my best that year. But I think I learned my lesson, and now the only thing I'm thinking about is our next game.
Absolutely. Well, tell me about how special it is that that all three of the finalists are from the University of Minnesota. That's the first time it's ever happened. What does that say about the quality of a team you have there in Minneapolis?
Well, it definitely shows that we have a special team here, and it probably also shows that we probably have the best forward in the nation and best D in the nation, and then one girl, so I hear that I might be one of the best goalies, but I let other people decide that. And it's just, but us three wouldn't be this good without incredible teammates and how they push us in each practice and just are so competitive and help us out so much. So we definitely have needed our teammates help too.
What was the factors that led to you deciding to go not only to college in the United States, but what was it about the University of Minnesota that you liked so much when you made your decision?
Mm-hmm. When I started on the national team, I was 15, 16 years old, and I heard so many good things about college hockey, and most of those girls actually went to UMD, and obviously, there are many schools that were recruiting me, but time after time, when I heard different things about different schools, and I just always heard so many positive things about Minnesota and Gophers and how the coaches are great and how all the girls on the team are so great, and I just decided that, okay, I'll send an email to Gold Trophy and ask if they would be interested in me.
Well, so obviously they must have jumped at the chance to have somebody of your stature to come and play in at the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, I remember getting first email from him, and it's to say that, oh, are you really interested in playing for Gophers? And I was just like, yeah, I've heard so many good things about this school that why not, that if you're willing to offer me a scholarship, that I would be more than interested in coming to visit here.
What's been the biggest challenge that you've faced in coming to live in the United States and going to school and playing hockey there as well?
Well, off-ice, it was definitely the language. I barely spoke any English before I came here, and I was just pretty much smiling and saying yes and no my first couple months, but I feel like I learned that language pretty fast. And then on the ice, the biggest challenge is probably the size of the ice, because I was used to playing on the Olympic size ice, and here it's a little bit smaller, so I had to make some adjustments.
Making adjustments in terms of like the angles that you play and shooters coming down the wing and things like that?
Yeah, angles, and then everything just felt so much faster, and I had really aggressive style before I came here, so I couldn't be maybe as aggressive as I was used to be. So I had to get fed faster and get scored better and that kind of stuff.
Do you think that your time coming to the University of Minnesota will inspire other Finnish females to maybe take the jump and come over and play college hockey?
I really hope that it does, because like I know there's so many young girls that maybe would like to come here, but they're actually a little bit afraid of speaking English, and they really don't know how to like clear the NCAA, the clearinghouse, and how to get in touch with schools. And but I think when I go back to Finland, maybe next year, I'm just going to start helping out those girls to get here, because, I mean, the truth is, if you're a European player and if you want to get better, this is the best place to be and best place to get better.
Finland obviously has an outstanding women's program, always has. Do you see more Finnish players playing in the NCAA as a way to maybe help the program take the next step and be even more competitive with the United States and Canada?
Yeah, I feel like the more girls we get here, the better we're going to get. Because if you look at our roster now, you see all the first-line, second-line players, they have either been here in the States playing college hockey or they are playing college hockey right now. So that tells something that they do things right here, and I just hope more girls can come here, because it's definitely gonna help our national team.
No doubt. Hey, what's it like to practice with such talented teammates as Amanda Kessel and Megan Bozak? How does it make you and other Gopher players? How does it make you a better goalie?
Oh, it's just awesome to have those, especially those two on the ice. They're just so good and so competitive, and just admire their work ethic. They never take a trail off or a treat off during the game. And I mean, the other thing is, I know if I can stop Kessel, I can probably stop anyone in the nation. So it's good to practice against those guys, and they just make me so much better. And I can't thank them enough for being such an incredible teammate.
No, I can understand that. Well, hey, you have an incredible record this year, 33, you know, undefeated, less than a goal a game, goals against average, .956 save percentage, record number of NCAA shutouts. Can you just even put into words, you know, how special this year has been for you personally?
It's just been incredible. I never thought in a million years before this season started that we could go undefeated and not lost the game before NCAA first round. And this, our team chemistry is just something I've never seen before. And I mean, I've had a couple individual awards this year, but in the end, those are just going to collect dust in my room later in my life. And the only thing I care about is how my team is doing and if we get those team awards or not.
No doubt. Well, I was wondering, I just thought about this. Finland's known for so many great goaltenders over history. Is there any particular goaltender, man or woman, that you pattern your game after?
Yeah, there's probably a few goalies, like Nick Backstrom, played pretty well, and Kiprasov, played for Calgary, and I also like Ryan Miller, played for Buffalo, and for women's side, and before I came to the States, I really like how Jessie Vedder plays. She's just so calm, and how she plays her angles, and how she's able to like raise her game to another level when the big games or playoffs start. And I feel like I would look up to her a lot when I was younger.
I know that you have, you know, some very important games coming up. I believe the WCHA final. I know you have the Frozen Four after that. And I know that real quickly after that, you probably try to prepare for the Women's World Championships. Will you get any time off to take it easy, to relax, maybe, you know, heal your body and, you know, calm your mind and things?
Actually, no. Like, if we make the Frozen Four and the national championship final game, I have to leave the next day and go to Ottawa for pre-rolls camp and join the Team Finland. But as of right now, I'm not even thinking about that. That's going to happen in a few weeks, and now I'm focusing on Saturday's game.
And then the last thing I just want to ask is, what do you think your emotions are going to be like on March 23rd when they have the Kazmaier banquet and you're there with your teammates and one of you is going to be named the winner and the other two are equally deserving? What will your emotions be like, win or lose?
I feel like I'm going to be happy no matter what, because like our school is going to win the award anyways, and as I say, Kessel and Bolster, such incredible people and great teammates. So if one of those wins, I'm just going to be so happy for them. And if I happen to win, I'm probably going to pass out for my speech because I don't like public speaking too much. But I think I can handle that if I have to do it. But I mean, it's going to be nice. One of the last things I'm going to do during my college career here, and it's definitely
going to
be a big day.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I wish you and Megan and Amanda all the best, not only at the award ceremony, but as you look to repeat as national champions. We've been talking to Nora Ratu, one of the greatest goalies in not only in college hockey history, but also in international hockey. Nora, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.